There are so many ways to inspire others, and that is what my next guest does every day.
Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
If you watch television, I'm sure you know my guest, Arthel Neville. Arthel Neville is a trailblazer in news and programming. She has been a host on television shows such as E!, Extra, Fox's national morning show, Good Day Live, and CNN's studio audience show, Talk Back Live with Arthel Neville. Currently, Arthel is a weekend anchor for Fox News. Arthel continues to inspire us. Her current passion project is her accessories line adorned with her original quotes of empowerment, Arthel Neville Design. Listen to our conversation as we explore the purpose behind Arthel Neville Design, to connect, inspire, and empower. Hi, Arthel. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hi, Ramona. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for accepting the invitation. After reading your bio, I didn't even recognize it, but you are also a fellow alumna of the University of Texas at Austin. Who knew?
You know what? That's hook 'em horns. First of all, I didn't realize that either, because you also, that's where you got your master's, right? I didn't realize that until recently. So that's funny when I was reading some your bio.
Yeah, I got my master's and my PhD from the University of Texas. You know, I'm originally from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Where? I forgot. Was it Houston? No.
No, everybody always says that because my last name is Houston. But I'm actually from Brownwood, Texas, which is a little small country town located in Central Texas.
Okay, so you might know cut and shoot. There's a tell us when I was a rookie reporter, not rookie still then, but when I was a reporter in Houston, I had to cover some, I forgot what the story was, but it was in cut and shoot, Texas. I'm like, oh, what? Where are we going? Is that okay?
Yeah, well, there are all kinds of little towns in Texas, all throughout Texas. So cut and shoot. What were you covering in cut and shoot? Cutting and shooting?
Yeah, right. Actually, it wasn't bad. That's funny. I remember that because I would remember it would have been. But I think it was some kind of I don't know, some kind of natural disaster. But yeah, cut and shoot. I'm like, where are y'all sending me?
Well, I'm so happy to have you on the Empowerment Zone. And before we get started on this great topic of you discussing your accessory line, I'd love for you to share your story with us. We always ask our guests to give us a little background about who they are and their passions and what they love to do. And then we get into the topic. It's a great way for our audience to connect with our guests.
Okay. Well, I'm a journalist by trade, by profession, a veteran journalist. I've been doing this now coming up on 35 years. Yes, Ramona, I started young. I did. Actually, I started while I was a junior at UT. I was a full-time student at UT, and I was working as a full-time general assignment reporter at the ABC affiliate in Austin. So it was definitely, I did that for 2.5 years, and I won't give you the whole laborious schedule, but you can imagine I was going 7 days a week full-time. Strong for 2.5 years, but so I'm happy to have been to tell you that I'm doing this now, what I said, 35 years. And, my passion is people. That's why I started doing what I do. It's to give the voice to the voiceless, to, and also to bring a perspective to a story. As a journalist, of course, the story, I am fair. I am, you can never say you're objective because you're a person. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see something through your lens, through your experiences, but it doesn't mean that you're seeing it through your soul experience. You're seeing it through a compilation of experiences around. So I do bring a perspective, not just my own, but people who I've met along the way, people who live around me, who, you know, et cetera. So you get the point there. So there's no such thing, I believe, as objectivity, because that means you don't have a feeling, you don't have thoughts. Mm-hmm. But I'm fair is what I am. And that's important to me, just not only in my profession at work, but that's how I am as a, you know, in my life. I believe that we should be fair to each other and really listen and consider their side of the story, because everybody has a side of the story and a reason why they are the way they are. For instance, you know, you could run into someone at, let's say you went to a grocery store, and that checker, the person who's, you know, ringing up your groceries, could just be unnecessarily rude. And you're thinking, well, okay, why? But instead of reacting to that, you have to know that usually people's you know, their attitude, what they're presenting that particular moment has absolutely nothing to do with you. It's usually mm-hmm. what's happening with them. So we have to learn patience. We have to learn compassion. If we already know it, we were taught it, but we have to embrace it, remember it, and keep it in our top pocket at all times.
And that's so true. It is important to have empathy, compassion, and patience at all times, because you never know what type of experiences you will have every day. And by having those, it will help you to handle the situation as well as people.
Exactly. And you should, this is difficult sometimes because we are human beings, mm-hmm. but you don't let someone else determine how mm-hmm. you react to a situation.
Mm-hmm. So true. So you talked about, you entering journalism because you're a people person, but I'm really curious, how did you choose a career in journalism?
Well, I actually started out, I went to Xavier University in New Orleans for my very first year in college, and I was a pre-pharmacy major. Bet you didn't know that one either.
Remember? No, I didn't.
And it was pre-pharmacy major, really loved it. Loved the classes and everything. Great experience at Xavier. So happy I got to go to an HBCU, even if it was just for a year. It was just a wonderful experience, just educationally and culturally, socially, just, you know, that whole environment, you know, very well. So anyway, I did that and I was on the dean's list, did well. I started to do some modeling and acting. While I was in New Orleans, I was able to do a regional spot. Anyway, point is, I was going to go all the way in pharmacy. And then I had an opportunity to do some acting. I thought, huh, okay, I want to give it a try. So I sat out 1 year and I moved to New York. And, you know, my mom said to me, she goes, okay, you have 1 year. My dad had some good friends in New York where I could stay with them. So I was safe. But my mom said, okay, you've got 1 year to figure out what you want to do. And after that, you are back in school. So I went to New York, actually did some acting and modeling, had a pretty good go of it. We can come back to that later if you want to. But the point is, it was there in New York that I was watching Sue Simmons. She's an iconic, legendary anchor woman. She's since retired, but she was in New York and I would watch her because I knew my time was up. The clock was running out. And I'm like, okay, what do I want to do? And I just happened to be watching her. I was always interested in the, you know, watching the news, reading the news, just being informed of what's going on. So I would watch her and I thought to myself, huh, at some point I thought I could picture myself doing that. Now notice, I said I could picture myself doing that. I never said, oh, I want to be her, because I've never mm-hmm. wanted to be someone else. Mm-hmm. You see, and there's a difference. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I thought, huh, okay. So I started thinking about it and sort of manifesting it and sort of picturing myself doing it. And I did some research and I ended up transferring actually to SMU at first, because in Dallas, as you well know, they have a really good opportunities for commercials and acting and things like that. So it could help pay for my college. So I did that. And then I got an internship at the CBS affiliate at the time in Dallas. And, you know, one of the anchors just sort of, I'm trying to condense this story for you, but if you want have any questions, please jump in. But so anyway, one of the anchors took a notice of me, and that's something I want to say to a quick sidebar to anybody who, students especially, quickly, I want to say that if you are, know that you're always being watched.
Isn't that the truth?
And it's not a bad thing. People are watching you. And you know what? The people who are the professionals, the people who are experienced, they know the ones with potential. Even if you're rough around the edges and you don't have, you know, you're a flower blossoming, they know. So bottom line is, in one of the anchors, a couple of anchors several of them took interest in me and, you know, asked, well, what are you doing? What do you want to do? And I said, well, this is what I'd like to do. And I told him. And so he says, well, you know, come work with me and on Fort Worth, like 8 a.m., 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And I'm thinking, okay, that's crazy, but I'm there because I want this to happen. And at the time, Fort Worth was like two hours from Dallas. It felt like right now it's one long big community, you know? So I'm like, okay, I'm there, 7 a.m., no problem. So point is, we started working on my tapes. And of course, in school, you do, you know, put together stories and stuff. And so after about, I don't know how long now, that same anchor said, well, what do you want to do? He says, I tell you what, you said you want to be a reporter. I have a really good friend who is in Austin, and he is really good at molding reporters. So why don't you send your tape to him, let him take a look at what you've done, you know, see what he thinks. So I did, because you have to just don't miss an opportunity.
Correct.
You have to really work hard. You want it. Okay, great. I'm doing it. What do I do? Where do I send? What's his address? What's his name? You know, so I put my tape there, sent it there. And long story short, I ended up getting hired in Austin as a reporter trainee. And I transferred to UT. And that's why I ended up having, because at SMU, I was in my senior year. It's going to, you know, I set it up. I'm having electives my entire senior year. It's going to be fun, my last year. Well, that got derailed, because now SMU being a private school, UT being a state school, the curriculum's different. So I ended up extending my time, which is no problem, paid off. And, you know, you got to work hard. And I knew that looking ahead, another note to students, always have foresight. Because at the time I was thinking, all right, well, because I could have been like, well, I'm on my track to my career now. I have my first job. That's all I needed. And I thought, no, not all you need, because you're going to run up against somebody 5 years from now, and you're up for the same position, and she'll have, at the time, you really just needed your college degree. And I said, she'll have that college degree and I won't. And I'm like, I can't let that happen. So I sweated it out and finished. You know, 2.5 years later, I went through the whole full-time student, full-time reporter, and here we are today. So that is how I ended up in journalism, if I can put a button on that.
What an incredible story. So tell me, how did a journalist become interested in having her own accessory line? Tell us all about about that evolution and about the Arthel Neville design.
Well, you know, I love fashion. So as most of us do, and many of us do. And I told you, I'm a people person. I'm a connector. I like to listen to people. I'm often the voice of reason for a lot of my friends. And I tend to use, I'm tired today, Ramona.
It's okay.
I beg your pardon. I'm so tired. I tend to use analogies to convey a message and just drive home a point. So I started writing some quotes down, just writing some quotes. And another friend said, wow, that looks, those are great. I mean, I got really good response. I would post them online, just little this and that's, and people would really respond like, wow, that really resonates with me. So then I decided to marry that whole idea and that way of part of who I am with my enjoyment of fashion. So now I have ArthelNevilleDesign.com, and it's an accessory line of totes and some, you know, clutches and things like that with my original quotes of empowerment, because that's the whole idea. For instance, I have one of my quotes is glamorous, gifted, grateful. You know, I call that the trifecta of, you know, just being a good person, because, you know, glamorous. Yes. We all want to, you know, put on our cute clothes, get our nails done, all that stuff, and just go out and have a good time. But then, you know, glamorous, gifted, we're all gifted. We all have a gift that we want to embrace, enjoy. We want to, polish that gift as well. And we want to share it. But then so glamorous, gifted, grateful. Grateful is it, because I believe that without being steeped in a spiritual base and answering to a higher power, in my case, it's God, whichever is yours, it's fine. But without that, I feel that you're tetherless. And there are people who don't subscribe to any, and that's okay. But we're not talking to that right now. I'm talking to me and to the people who I want to address and want to hear me right now. And that's not to denigrate anybody else's choices. But I feel that without that spiritual base, none of it really matters. You're kind of, you could easily be swayed and turned the wrong way and just sort of following, the bouncing ball. When you are steeped in a spiritual path, you know where you're going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love this. Glamorous, gifted, and grateful. I think gratitude is so important to developing in everybody's individual lives. And it's a component that people really undervalue and underappreciate and underutilize, if you want to say it that way. But it's so important to be grounded in gratitude, because it's important to your own personal and professional development.
I agree. Another one of my sayings on my bags is, you can't erase me. And that says everything. When I wrote it, the quote at the time in mind, one of my coworkers at the time who was transitioning. And I thought of, he was he at the time, and I thought of her, and I thought, you know what, you do it. Be who you are and what makes you happy and whole. Mm-hmm. And nobody is to stop you, and they can't erase you. And of course, that means so much to me as a woman. That means mm-hmm. so much to me as a Black woman. So it's like, no, I'm here. You will see me. You can't erase me. You want to try, but you won't. Because I'm standing right here, and I'm standing strong, and I'm standing tall. So that
is standing straight too.
Yes, 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 yes. And so that is, really, I love that. That one is really strong as well. And, I like to say that my accessories lines, my line, my quotes are like mood rings. If you remember those from the 70s, they may be bringing them back now. I don't know. But basically, it changes according to your mood. Mm-hmm. And I say that because when I wrote that, and I had that particular swath, like a sample of it on my nightstand. And I don't know, maybe 6 months, 8 months after I wrote it, it was still there. I looked at it, and that particular day, that meant something else to me. So that's what mm-hmm. those quotes are like. They mean one thing to you when you first buy it and buy into it, I should say, and it resonates with you, then that means something that day. But then who knows, as life brings us through mm-hmm. various turns on the road to, and throughout our journey, it may mean something totally different, 8 months later. The other reason that I love these, my line, is because I feel like they're connectors. I told you my passion is people, and I love people. I love people connecting with each other. And so that is a way. So for instance, that bag, the clutch that says, you can't erase me. When you go to the ladies' room, you're powdering your nose, you have your bag out on the countertop, and another lady walks in and she goes, oh, you can't erase me. That's interesting. What does that mean? And that lady may say, oh, well, because if you're like me, I will talk to anybody.
Okay. So me too.
Okay, good. You're Southern. It's a Southern thing. And other people too. You don't have to be from the South to do it. But so I might say, it could be not me. The lady could be saying, well, I was going through a bad relationship, and I was just, that person was not going to take me down. You can't erase me. And then somebody else, that the other stranger now connected, the other lady may say, oh, wow, I'd like to get that for my sister. She's going through, bout with breast cancer right now. And I think that would be really good for her. So now, but you see what has happened? Those mm-hmm. two people who were strangers just 30 seconds ago now have a really quick sort of deeper connection because of that quote. And I'm telling you, when I carry them, my bags, wherever I go, if it's in the airport, when I used to travel a lot, you know, before all this other insanity, but, you know, it was always, oh, what is that? Oh, I love that. That's me right there. So that's really what it's about. It's about just sharing positivity, sharing empowerment. It's about sharing. And here's one that I really love too. There's strength in vulnerability.
Yeah. What does that mean to you?
That means to me that, you know, we are women, especially, and particularly women of color, we are always that rock to everybody, be it to the family, be it to our, you know, sisters or brothers, or, you know, we're the auntie that everybody comes to, or we are that person who, so we always have to be so strong, you know, just always hold up. And it, you know, one day, believe it or not, I was at the hairdresser, sitting under the hairdryer, and going through emails. And this person, this was a professional situation. And this person who just kind of was like my, for whatever reason, she blocked me a lot of times. This woman who was an executive, and she just couldn't see who I was, what my talent is, and that always kind of really bothered me because I'm like, wait a minute, Anyway, so I wrote at that point, there's strength and vulnerability, because at that point I just say, you know, I got to let that go. I just sort of, and I felt myself relax because I was just saying to myself, I felt vulnerable, and I allowed myself to take down whatever shield I had protecting me in that particular situation. And I really had I felt strong, because then I was like, I'm good. I just let it go and I moved on, and I felt strong, and I admitted to myself that I was vulnerable, and then I felt empowered.
So you feel like vulnerability empowers you?
I think so. Sometimes it does, because you have to sometimes release the layers. Yeah. And these layers, as you know, they don't mean that you're not. The core is real. Your core should always be real. But life, we develop layers as a way of protection, as a way of presentation, as a way of acceptance, as a way of power, even. So anyway, I think that sometimes, yes, when you're vulnerable and you say to whoever, I just can't do it, I feel bad, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's really okay. And that's when you're strong.
Yeah, that I was having a conversation in another episode with a female executive, and she was talking about vulnerability as well. And she was saying that by embracing your vulnerability, you're able to relax and release as a Black woman versus always having to be strong, right? And so therefore you can actually be authentic. You can come to the table and say, I'm tired today. Or you can come to the table and say, hey, there are some other issues that I want to deal with today. So that's how she saw vulnerability. And she felt like it was empowering for her because she didn't always have to show up in the ways that other people thought she should show up.
That's exactly right. So I need off air, we will, I would love to have her information. No, really. And I'll send her a bag because I think it would be really helpful.
Yes.
It's a rubber stamp to what she feels.
Mm-hmm. And I'll share that episode with you so you can kind of hear her conversation.
Okay. I'd like that.
So tell me, what do you want to accomplish from having this accessory line? What is your purpose? Your why behind this accessory line?
The real simple why is to connect people, really. And then also it's just like a personal daily mantra, a personal daily reminder, just to stay walking your truth, remember your truth, remember your purpose. And, you know, our purpose, ultimately the foundation of our purpose is the same. However, our path can change and we should be open to that. And we should also, you know, embrace where we, where we have been as we're going to where we are on our way to. And in fact, one of my sayings, which is not original, but one of the quotes on one of my bags is on my way. And most of my, yeah, thank you. So you're smart. You get it right away. And most of my bags, well, all of the sayings have there's a spiritual duality to them. Mm-hmm. Glamorous, gifted, grateful, mm-hmm. fabulous, fearless, faithful. And then on my way, and each bag, by the way, it comes with a card and tells you why I wrote that particular quote. In fact, on my way, I'm going to pull it up really quickly while we're talking, and I'll tell you, I don't remember it offhand, but what that means, why I wrote that particular quote is, let's see, I'm pulling it up for you. It says, on my way alerts someone who's anticipating your arrival. Mm-hmm. They're waiting for you to show, they're waiting for you to show up. On my way also means you're on your way to being a better person, loving and compassionate. It's actually not a physical destination. So next time you say on my way, be mindful of who you want to be when you get there.
I heard that. That's the way I interpreted it. The second one, mm-hmm. As a part of your personal evolution, mm-hmm. that you're always, as an individual, you're always evolving. You're always becoming. And that's the way I took it. I'm on my way to being Ramona Houston, whoever Ramona Houston is in this next phase of her development.
Exactly. I saw your face and I was like, oh, you got it right away. I was like, mm-hmm. That's why I say you're smart. You got it.
But I love your first interpretation too. You know, the expectation. Mm-hmm. Expectation from yourself as well as expectation from others. Hey, here I come. So be mm-hmm. ready when I get there. You know, mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's the purpose. And it just will be their conversation starters and potential connectors, even if it's just a quick encounter on your, you know, running here and there. You're on, I would say at the airport, and because I used to travel a lot, but you know, wherever you are, the grocery store, someone sees your bag, you have a quick conversation about it, and you go about your way. Mm-hmm. Or, and that just is something that moment in your day was something that just brightened your day, mm-hmm. or made you realize that you're not alone in, mm-hmm. and sometimes we walk in our stress or our strife. You're not alone. And then, or it could be the beginning of a new friendship. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah. And it's all about connectivity, and you connect with all those various ways you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Whether it's connecting with your spirit, connecting with the fact that you're not the only one experiencing a certain situation, connecting with other individuals, connecting with your purpose and motivating you. I love it. It's all about connectivity. Mm-hmm. So tell us if anybody is interested in looking into purchasing one of these bags or gifting. I shouldn't call them bags. You call them clutches, gifting them. How would they find more information about your line?
Oh, yeah. Well, Arthel Neville Design, singular, ArthelNevilleDesign.com. I'm going to spell it, Ramona, because I have an unusual name. It's ArthelNeville Design, DESIGN.com.
And we'll also include that in the show notes and the episode summary. So you can always have access to that link, to that website. So thank you so much for sharing with us today, Arthel. It is a pleasure to have you on here. And thank you for being an inspiration to so many people and inspiring us even more through your accessory line, Arthel Neville Design.
Thank you, Ramona. You are an inspiration. You are that intrepid female force, so intelligent, so warm, so candid, and very true. And you've always been the same person. Anytime I see you, no matter the setting, no matter how many more, you know, attributes and accolades and you know, PhDs and everything behind your name that you've amassed. You're just a really wonderful, truly sincere person. And I appreciate our friendship.
Thank you so much. And of course, I value our friendship as well. And please give Taku mine and Tarion's love.
Likewise, you know, Tarion and Taku sees him as a brother, a big brother. I don't know, big brother, same, whatever they are, a brother. Let's suffice it to say, go hide it to Tarion too.
So Arthel, you talked all about your educational experience going to Xavier, going to Southern Methodist University, and also attending and graduating from the University of Texas at Austin, both of our alma maters. I am curious, what strategy or strategies would you give a student to ensure that they're successful in college?
Time management is everything. Write it out, write it down, back time your days. That's a television term and process. You know, you have 30 minutes in a TV show, let's say, and you know, you have to hit certain commercials at a certain time, commercial breaks. So you only have this amount of time for this block, this amount of time for that block. So you have to time it out. Same for your schedule, your working schedule as a college student. Write it out, have it in front of you, put it, you know, see it on your computer screen. And once you see it, you can compartmentalize it, put it into blocks and rework it, do a chart, however you want to do it, but understand and learn how to manage your time.
Love it. Time management, students. If you want to be successful, make sure you know how to time it out and use your time wisely. Thank you so much, Arthel. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Ramona.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Tarion Gully, theme song. NADWORKS, digital support. And of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.